heck of a ball game. Good to get started on the road. First game on the road. Chapter three for us, and we like the way it was written today. So, questions.
Dramatic end to the game. Can you talk about that last play? Charles, what's it made on the ball?
Yeah, Charles. He's had a number of interceptions over his storied career, and came up big for us there. Made a nice play and got his feet in. Had a good hold on it, got his feet down, so it was great to end it. You know, the games in the NFL are close every week, and it's the teams that are able to make a play at the end, and we came up with a big one there.
You did that twice, last week on offense, this week on defense in the last seconds. I mean, that says a lot about a young team.
Yeah, and it says a lot about what we're aware of in this league. It's going to be tight at the end. It's the teams that can make plays at the end. And yeah. We've worked a lot of situational football, and, we executed there. At the end to win, you know, and it could have gone differently, could have gone a lot of different ways, but at the end we made enough plays to win the ball game.
In the first hit, there was a lot of flags standing both teams' offenses. Just one of those things, or
there seems to be an awful lot of flags right now in the air. I don't know. It's not my job to throw flags. I just try and teach our guys how to play within the rules, and we'll keep working at it.
There was a huge momentum shift at the end of the first half when you guys were able to stop the Browns on that on the 1 yard line. Can you talk about that goal line defense there and how that changed the game?
Yeah, I think getting the stop one, and then offensively going down and yeah. Scoring ourselves. That was a big turnaround. Excellent football. For us defensively to not yield once we let them down there and force them to kick the field goal, and then offensively taking that opportunity, being very efficient, going down and getting 7 points.
You also mentioned that you talk about the need to make big plays, especially at the end. But on the road, is it equally important to get off to a good start? And your offense especially seemed to be clicking early. Can you talk about the elements that went into that?
Well, I think certainly, being crisp early and making plays and moving the ball and scoring points, it tends to quiet the home crowd a little bit. You know, you saw at the end when we were allowing them to kind of close the gap that it got very loud. It wasn't like that most of the day. So, that's part of what I talked about earlier in the week when, we said, hey, they'll be as loud as we let them. And that's just very true. You learn that on the road. You learn that over years of playing this league that, if the fans come here, they're fired up and ready to make a lot of noise if the home team is playing well.
Part of that first half offense, big part was Amari Cooper, over 100 yards in the first half. Can you talk about his game and you've seen a rookie receiver come in the league like this?
Well, there've been some talented guys come along. I think he's a talented guy that we're fortunate to have. Off to a terrific start for his career. I think the way he conducts himself every day and the seriousness in which he pursues his profession and tries to work on his skill set and those things. I think that's what allows a guy to have that kind of start to his career.
Biggest legs in the league. Did you initially think you were going to kick that 52-yarder, and then?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Janikowski has one of the biggest legs in the league, and looked like you were going to go for it, and then you kind of rethought it. What was that? Were you thinking the whole time and not really going for the kick?
No, actually, it was. we just decided to proceed there, the way we felt was best for us as a football team. So I really don't want to get into game plan specifics.
Were you pleased to get Latavius Murray going with the carries? He didn't have a lot of carries in the first
game. Yeah, very, very pleased to see the running game go like that. Pleased that we were able to convert enough on third downs and give him enough touches to where he could do those things. We feel like we've actually run it pretty efficiently. The first couple of weeks, we just haven't had as many touches. So we had more touches today, and he showed you what he's capable of.
You got that one long run. Is that something that you kind of could sense with building the kind of day he was having?
Well, we know he's a terrific runner. So if we give him enough room, he's gonna rip off a few of those long runs. I mean, he's got excellent speed and finishability, and that's part of us creating those kind of holes and him taking advantage of it.
Your run seven spent a lot of time in their backfield today. Was Is that part of your defensive game plan, Jack, to pressure McCown to, you know, force him into a smaller pocket, smaller window of success?
Yes, that was, and I think the pressure was really strong throughout the day. I think we ended up 4, 5, 6 sacks somewhere in there, and really a lot of other times where he wasn't comfortable. So it's getting better. You know, the coverage was good for a long portion, and then we had a few lapses there where we some things that we'll correct. But all in all, I thought it was a really good effort.
Was the road losing streak something that was hanging over the players, or
no? Not anything that I'm a part of. Just a good, smart, tough football player. Asked him to do that for us. I think you see the results in the first half of us being able to do that. It was a strategic move to utilize and just, get who we felt are some of our better players in key situations. He ended up playing some corner late in the game. He's a terrific football player, great young man. He took on the challenge and did the role we asked him to play, the role, and executed it well for what we asked him to do today. Yes. It definitely was today. We're a game plan outfit. We like to draw up plans specific for the teams we're playing. Offensively, defensively, and special teams, and there'll be some obvious carryover, but we like to make sure that we're putting a plan together each week for that specific opponent.